Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intentional Living with Deborah Diane. We're here to show you how easy it can be to create your life intentionally by releasing limiting beliefs and repatterning your experience to allow the most graceful, loving, fulfilling, and most abundant life possible. We're here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio, helping you to consciously create your best life.
Time to start living it. Time to start breathing it. Time for ascending love.
Welcome to Intentional Living. This is Deborah Diane. I'm calling in live from Mount Shasta, California, and so happy to be here for our very first show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'd like to introduce my co-host, Gwen, joining us from Sedona, Arizona. Thank you so much for joining in today, Gwen. What do you think? Are we ready for this?
Absolutely, Deborah. I'm so excited, and the sun is shining on us here in Sedona, so it's an epic day all around.
Great. And we've also got Mark on with us, our producer, joining us from Asheville, North Carolina. How are you, Mark?
Deborah, I am great. So excited to be here today.
Me too. So we're here to show you how easy it can be to create your life consciously by releasing subconscious patterns and limiting beliefs and clearing your energy field and aligning with your conscious intentions. This is a process that developed during my homeless years in Hawaii. I had no intention of ever doing this professionally, and obviously there was something different in store for me. And I've got to say, it has been quite a ride.
Yes, it has.
So today we're going to be sharing a few of my experiences, and then we'll take some live calls and actually do some conscious repatterning right here on the show. So Gwen, I met you earlier this year at the first group event I facilitated in Sedona, which was a private circle, and you made it one of your highest priorities to be at every single conscious repatterning event since then, and now we're co-hosting the show together. How do you feel about that?
Oh, Deborah, I'm so thrilled. As you know, from my very first circle on, I've just had dramatic results, immediate results in my life, and I think that the most powerful aspect of this work is how effective it is, and at the same time, how simple it is. And having studied various healing modalities for 35 years, honestly, this is just so impressive to me at how quickly this work affects our lives, really. So I'm just so grateful, Deborah.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm just as grateful for you, because I think it was you that filled up the room with all of your friends since then, and the circles became such a regular thing in Sedona. It was really great while I was there.
Well, right from the get-go, I told everybody I knew, all of my friends, about what I had experienced, and my enthusiasm was contagious. And before you know it, they were turning up as well, and it was so fun and inspiring to see all that happened in their lives as well as a result of coming to the circles. So, Deborah, one of the things that I really have always loved about the circles, and I'm wondering if you would share the story that you talk about at the beginning of the circles, how you came to doing this work. Would you share that with us today?
Well, I do have a detailed account on video at my website for those of you that are interested in a more detailed version. That's consciousrepatterning.com, but I'll share a little bit now. It started about 15 years ago. This is the first time that I realized how powerful my words were. I remember exactly the day, sitting in my living room, replaying all of the significant events in my life and connecting them to the times where I actually said something out loud that did eventually manifest in my life. And it was a very powerful experience. It actually scared me. It wasn't the most exciting thing at that moment. I remember realizing that that I was the one that was consciously creating, you know, all of these things that I was connecting to. And I remember saying to myself, gosh, I've got to stop thinking, because I was actually afraid of my own thoughts and then what that was creating for me in my life. I mean, this is a true story. This was a very powerful day in my life. And you know, what's really amazing is about a year later, I realized all of a sudden, from one day to the next, that my brain was no longer working the way that I used to. So this is about a year after that day where I said, gosh, I've got to stop thinking. And I remember very clearly saying that, and this was about 15 years ago. So I actually manifested brain damage.
Wow.
Oops. So it came on really suddenly, and my brain function continued to deteriorate very rapidly over the next year until it was very difficult for me to even complete a sentence. I couldn't read a book. I could not take care of the simple daily tasks anymore, just to keep myself going. And I realized at that time that I was most likely going to end up homeless, being that I couldn't work anymore. And this is when I decided to move to Hawaii, which opened up a whole new chapter for me.
Well, it seems like that was a great decision for you.
It absolutely was. Not that I knew it at the time, but I chose Hawaii because I knew that I could live there in a tent, and I knew that food was just dripping off the trees, so I wasn't worried about how I was going to eat, and was just really fully into survival mode at that time. But what happened when I got there was I started meeting really amazing people who were very connected to their intuition, that were doing amazing healing work, and it opened me up to a whole new way of being for me. That's when I started consciously creating my experience by setting intentions. I learned to muscle test so that I could access my intuition easily. And I started following the guidance that I was receiving, which I think that's the trick there, is actually doing what you're being guided to do. And this is how I've lived my life ever since.
Well, obviously that's worked out very well for you. So do you want to share a little bit about how then you went on to start working with others?
Well, the first time that I ever worked with anyone else was when a friend called me from Texas. I had been calling her for a few weeks trying to collect on some money that she owed me, but when she called me back, she told me that she was not going to be able to pay me and that she was even having to move out of her house because she was no longer able to work. She was so depressed and in so much pain that she hadn't even gotten out of bed for months, is what she told me. And I could definitely relate to this, and I wanted to help, so I just asked her if I could help. And at the time, I didn't know what that meant or how I was going to help her, so I just asked her if I could set some intentions for her. And she didn't sound that excited about it, but she said, sure. So we hung up the phone, and I started writing. I asked myself, what could have caused her to get like this? And the first thing I thought of was body chemistry. So I started writing a list, literally. I started with balance her blood sugar, her hormones, her brain chemistry, clear all trauma, starting with womb trauma, birth trauma, any surgical traumas that she's experienced. And I continued writing this list for about 3 hours. It turned out to be 276 items, and I'm sure, you know, me wanting her to pay me back was a large motivating factor in this, but I just want to help her because by this time I was very certain in my abilities to create with intentions, so thought I would try it and see if it works for her. So when I finished, I just simply asked, do all this for Jessica. Those are the exact words that I said. And about 15 minutes later, I called her. When she answered the phone, she sounded completely different. She didn't even say hello. She said, what did you just do? And I said, I don't know. Why? What just happened? And she goes, well, I just got out of bed for the first time in months. She said that she was feeling better and the pain in her body was actually dissipating.
Wow. Were you shocked?
I was so shocked. way that I really expected it to last. So I just said, okay, I'll call you tomorrow and see how you feel. So I called her the first thing the next day, first thing in the morning. She was in Texas and I was in Hawaii. So she had already been through a good portion of her day. And she was so excited when she answered her phone that she started telling me how she got up that morning. She got out of bed, took a shower. She got dressed. And with emphasis, she said, I even put makeup on. Mm-hmm. Like this was something huge for her. And she went out interviewing for jobs. So she told me she interviewed for a couple jobs that morning, and she found one that she felt was her dream job, and they ended up taking her to lunch, and she was just so excited as she was telling me this.
I bet. That's incredible. I never get tired of hearing that story.
40 times now, because I usually that every time I started Clearing Circle, and that's about how many that you've been to.
I know.
Yeah. But the point was, it was that easy. When I hung up the phone, I looked at the list again. I was still completely shocked that worked for her. And I didn't understand how it worked, but I really wanted to receive the same kind of benefit that she did. So I asked for the same thing for me. I asked for everything that I had written to be done for me, because at that time I was still crying on a daily basis. I had just recently lost my job, all of my friends, my home, most of my possessions, my brain function, and I was still very depressed myself. So I asked for all that to be done for me. A couple days later, I went to Farmer's Market, and people that I had been seeing for years that had never even spoken to me started walking up to me and asking me what I had been doing. They said that I looked great, and it was multiple people, and that my energy was completely different, and I was so excited about it. I just started offering up this list to them, too. There was such a dramatic shift in me that everyone that I offered it to was more than willing to receive. So that's how I got started.
Mm-hmm. Well, so how did you, Deborah, tell me this, how did you start doing this professionally then?
Well, that's a whole nother story. here in a minute, so maybe we can talk about that one back.
Absolutely. Deborah, you have to tell that story. That's absolutely my favorite part of your overall story. We do have to take a short break right now, but when we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines and we're going to take some live calls to demonstrate exactly how this works, and which is also my favorite part of the show. We're also going to give away some free passes to this week's teleconference clearings. So if you would like to do some conscious repatterning with us, call an 800 number. It's 800-930-2819. You can also find that number on the radio website at transformationtalkradio.com. Once again, the number to call is 800-930-2819. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is Deborah Diane. Access your fullest potential with my private coaching program. Expand your current vision of what is possible with a powerful one-on-one coaching experience uniquely designed for you. Expand your intuitive abilities, your professional healing work, or move through major blockages in life with your personalized program. For your free initial consultation or to inquire about my private coaching program, visit consciousrepatterning.com and email me today.
Join Deborah Diane's live clearing teleconferences to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, so every call is unique to that particular group. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing benefiting everyone on the call. To register for a teleconference, go to consciousrepatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space in the next call.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
It's time to start living. It's time for forgiving. It's time.
Welcome back. This is Deborah Diane. We're talking about intentional living, creating your best life by releasing limiting beliefs and subconscious sabotaging patterns. So we're going to start taking some calls here in just a few minutes. If there's something that you'd like to shift in your life, something that you'd like to release, or a relationship that you'd like a little bit of help with, please give us a call at 800-930-2819. We are all sitting here waiting for you to call. And we'll do some repatterning for you right here on the show. And as a special bonus, I'd like to offer a free pass to one of this week's teleconference clearings. We do these on Tuesdays and Thursdays every week, starting at 5 o'clock Pacific time for about an hour and a half. So for the first three callers into the show today, we're going to give you a free pass, which is huge. These are really powerful clearing sessions. We all kind of clear in as a group, in a group, and we'll explain just a little bit more about how that works. Let's see. I'll explain it. I'm like, who wants to explain it? Mark, Gwen? Okay, I'll do it. I guide these calls intuitively. We get everybody on the phone starting right at about 5 o'clock, and I choose who speaks based on the intuitive information that I'm getting. So let's say, for example, Mark's on the call, and I say, Mark, what's going on with you? Because I get the guidance to speak to Mark. He tells me what he's thinking about in the moment, and this is such a magical process where, you know, how what Mark has to say is something that everybody in the group is going through, and this is why we do it with this intuitive process. And Mark tells us what's going on. I will intuitively pull out the subconscious beliefs, or even conscious beliefs sometimes. They're not always subconscious. And then kind of determine what to clear based on what he told me, which is very brief. You don't have to share a lot of details with this process that we're working with. And then we clear it for everybody at the same time. So that's how it works.
Well, it's absolutely amazing, Deborah. If I can jump in for just a second, because you know the teleconferences are like my favorite thing. I've been to some circles. I was concerned that maybe the teleconference wouldn't translate, you know, because it's on the phone. And I've been to some teleconferences that were, I don't know, didn't work for me. But yours are stunning. They're amazing. And I travel, so this fits perfectly into my lifestyle, because all I need is a phone wherever I am, and I can call, and there's Deborah on the other end of the line, and we do these clearings. And you touched on this, but I really want this the thing that is the most impacting on me is that I'm stunned at how no matter who comes up with a topic or an issue that they would like to clear with, it feels like it's for me. It feels exactly like they're talking to me. It's their clearing, but it's not their clearing. It's our clearing. And we do it as a group and we bring it up, and it's just powerful and it's fun and it's easy and it's, and I love it.
Mm-hmm. And the group intention, the power of the group energy is amazing. I personally can really feel it in my body, the energy moving.
And what you said, Mark, about everything sounds like what's coming up is for you. I hear that so many times, both in the local circles that I do and in the teleconferences. So many people have said that. So that's the point in guiding it intuitively, because when people are raising their hands on their own, a lot of times they're just going to say what's important to them, and that may not be something shared amongst the group members. So,
yeah.
let's see. So we are waiting for callers to call in, 800-930-2819. And in the meantime, I just wanted to check with Mark, Gwen. Do you want to do a little bit of repatterning and show people how it works?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
I could use a clearing. So...
I do want to make it clear to people that we're just setting intentions here, and this is something that I have developed over the years, but it really just started out with this very simple process of just asking for what I was thinking was going to benefit me in that moment, and it was happening. And I do believe that everybody has the ability to do this. I think that the buffer is a little bit different for each of us. Like, for example, when I said I've got to stop thinking, it was a year later that I actually created the brain damage. But I firmly believe that all of us can do this. So I want to check in with Mark. Is there anything that you want to talk about right now?
Well, we talked a little bit about the teleconferences, which you know is my favorite part. But now that you brought up the issue of clearing, and maybe we can do some clearing while we're waiting for some calls, I've been very hesitant to talk about this, as you know, because it's a major issue for me. But I think that today and on the show, I'm open to working on clearing with my relationship with sugar.
Wow.
Yes. I know, Deborah, you probably have to pick yourself up off the floor, because we talked about this 2 weeks ago, and I have been dragging my feet. And it's fascinating to watch my own hesitancies around it. It's because we started off three weeks ago, and I was thinking I had an addiction to Starbucks. And I remember joking about that. I go to Starbucks. I love their chai lattes. They're delicious. And I just drink them every day. And then I wanted to clear with that relationship, because it was starting to feel a little bit like I'm compulsively going all the time. You know, I loved them. And I was And then I thought maybe it was caffeine, and we did a little clearing with that. But you said there's something going on with sugar with me, and you identified that very cleanly and very directly, like you always do. And I had this little internal freak out. I remember it was like it was, oh my gosh, she's busted me. She's shined the bright light right on the thing that I most want to protect. And then I didn't even realize that my relationship with sugar was like that, but it really was true. It felt right, because it felt scary. And it's like, I just went, oh my gosh. And now that I've had a couple of weeks to procrastinate and to kind of put it off and to struggle with it a little bit about whether I would actually want to clear with that relationship, I decided today that I think I'm ready, and we might as well just do it on the air. If you're up for it, I would like to clear with sugar.
It's actually amazing that you're saying that, because I remembered when I brought it up to you, just the fear came up in you, like, why would I want to do that?
Yeah.
That's great. I want to tell just a little story about this, because this is one of my favorite things, is sharing some of these amazing stories that I've experienced. The first time that I ever cleared with sugar for someone was I was working with a client, and at the end of her session, she just asked for me to check in with her daughter, and her daughter was 5 years old, and I immediately got that she could, that she was good, she could do something about the sugar. And it was the very first time that I ever did a sugar clearing. So we cleared sugar. It took about 5 seconds. And what we did was we just cleared the relationship between her daughter and sugar, which is cutting cords and, you know, all kinds of other things. We'll talk more about that later. But the very next day, she sent me a message. I think she left me a voice message. And she said, "I have to tell you what happened with my daughter. I picked her up from school, and I gave her her favorite chocolate milk drink. Just handed it to her in the back seat right after she picked her up. The 5-year-old little girl took a drink of it, and she immediately said, 'Why do they have to put so much sugar in this? There's too much sugar.'" Those were her exact words. And she handed the drink back to her mother. And I just thought, wow,
that's amazing.
That is.
I know, I'm procrastinating here, but
I'm okay.
That is doing. I think it was in not in Vail. It was in Boulder, Colorado, and from several of the participants in that circle, they said the same thing, that they just were not drawn to sugar after that. So yes, let's do it for you, Mark. Let's do it right now.
I'm ready. My intentions. I'm open. Let's do it. Take it, Deborah. Go.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we're just gonna wait a second while this clears. Wow. Okay. Well, I didn't think it was going to be that easy for you, Mark. I thought that we were going to have to go into some other nitpicky details with you, but you cleared it. You released it.
I'm ready.
Great.
I'm telling you, Deb, I thought a lot about this afternoon, and I just went with the highest and best surrender to it. And, you know, I just want to, it's a more of a block in my life than I'd realized. And I think just me sitting with it a little bit of time must have just, it's gone. I mean, it feels very good to, and I'm ready to let it go. So thank you.
Good for you. Well, it's going to make it much, much easier. It doesn't take away your entire process. You still have to be the one that says no, thank you, but
yes,
you will find it is going to be so much easier for you. And I'm really proud of you, Mark. That was brave. That was brave.
I'm telling you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I've joined the clear sugar head. I'm ready for my body to change and just operate more effectively and efficiently. I'm excited.
Good for you.
Thanks.
So we took up all of that time working with the sugar thing, but I love that story. I'm glad we had a chance to share it. We do have another break coming on. So when we come back, we're going to talk to Rochelle from Seattle, Washington. Sorry to keep you holding, Rochelle. Thank you so much for calling in. And we still have some more passes to give away. So if you're interested in doing some conscious repatterning, call us 800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
This is Deborah Diane. Access your fullest potential with my private coaching program. Expand your current vision of what is possible with a powerful one-on-one coaching experience uniquely designed for you. Expand your intuitive abilities, your professional healing work, or move through major blockages in life with your personalized program. For your free initial consultation or to inquire about my private coaching program, visit consciousrepatterning.com and email me today.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Join Deborah Diane's live clearing teleconferences to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, so every call is unique to that particular group. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing benefiting everyone on the call. To register for a teleconference, go to ConsciousTreePatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space in the next call.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
It's time to start living.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Deborah Diane. You're listening to Intentional Living with me, Deborah Diane. Today is Gwen Payne, an amazing intuitive coach who has been studying alternative healing for about 35 years now. Is that right, Gwen?
That's right. Lots of different modalities. Yeah.
She's also been living in Sedona for about 5 years, right in the thick of it. As you know, Sedona is the place to go for alternative healing modalities. So I would say pretty educated in the field, and I'm so grateful to have you here with us, Gwen.
Oh, Deborah, I'm so grateful to be here. Are you kidding? This is so much fun. That's one of the things I especially love about the clearings is how much fun we have doing them together.
We have so much fun, and it took me a while to allow myself to laugh as much as I do. It's something I get comments on a lot about how much I laugh during the teleconferences, how much I laugh during the local circles, and I just think it's so important. It doesn't have to be such a strenuous, painful, torturous process, and I truly do believe that the laughter helps, and it helps in healing. It balances the hormones, it relieves stress, relieves pain, and so I think it's so important, and I'm so grateful to have found someone in you, Gwen, that is right there with me on that and believes the importance and making it fun.
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more.
So let's talk to Rochelle from Seattle. Thank you so much for joining us, Rochelle.
Oh, hi there. I have to agree on the laughing, your comment about that. Hello?
Thank you. Yes. What can we help you with?
So I need help clearing out a relationship that's been ended, but can't seem to totally let it go when I need to. It's time.
Okay. Let me just check in with just a second. Okay. I don't feel like we need to say the name. Kind of got that in my field already. Let's do a clearing for you. Before we actually do this, we did this with Mark before the show, but I like to start with opening prayer that just makes sure that you're only receiving the changes that are benefiting you. So I'm going to do that real quick before we actually start the clearing. We ask that only those changes that are serving everyone involved and the greater good in the highest and best way are made today. We're asking that all changes are made with, through, of, and under pure divine love and light, and that you receive maximum benefit from everything we do today in the safest, easiest, most comfortable, and most loving way possible. So let's see. Yeah, let's just go ahead and clear with you. And
can I ask you something real quick?
Sure.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm just wondering. No, can I ask a cording question? When you cord with people,
sure.
I know that I'm really corded with him, but what my problem is when I feel him sometimes, which I know we're over. I get that part of it, but we're still like corded somewhat. I don't know if it's me trying to cord with him, or if he's trying to cord with me, or if it's both of us subconsciously, and that's what drives me. It just makes me nutty. But I want it to be done now too. But I just always have had that question.
Well, it's that it's a cord that was already established, and I do check in with you specifically. I check to see if you were recreating that cord, and I get no. It's a cord that was there and feels like it's
okay.
Been there for lifetimes. It's really solid connection, but it isn't serving you anymore. So we can clear that.
Right.
I think I make clear in the opening that we don't do any changes for anybody ever that aren't serving you. So if the cord was serving you, we wouldn't be able to do anything, but fortunately we can help you with that. So let's go ahead and do a clearing for you, okay? Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to give just a second to complete. It's feeling really deep. I'm not sure if you can feel it, Rochelle.
I can.
Do you feel any kind of in your body? Okay.
I feel a tingling.
Not every... Yeah. Oh, you do?
In my first, second, and third chakras, I think we're really connected. And that's where I always feel it, down in the lower half of my, you know, I just feel, I don't know if that's right, if that's where we're connected, but that's what I feel.
Yeah. Most people feel it as a tingling. Not everybody feels the clearings, which is why I like to ask. But most of the people that do feel
what
it, feel
I usually...
it as...
I'm feeling what I usually feel off and on in my connection with him. So it just seemed to have gotten stirred up. So that's what I think. That's why I think I'm feeling what you're doing, because it's stirred up now.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't feel like it's clearing completely. You have an attachment to him that was created, with... You know, it feels similar to your father dynamic. Do you recognize that?
Yeah.
So let's clear with you and your father, because that may be what allows us to complete the... Okay, thank you. There we go. Now I feel it about 10 times stronger. How are you feeling?
I'm good. I'm fine. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to give this just a second. You can go ahead.
Oh, I don't want to feel it anymore. I just want it to be over. I just am ready to have it be done. And I'm sure he is too. So
I get that it is. I get that it's cleared. It's going to be a lot easier for you to let go now. Again, it's up to you to actually make those decisions to move forward. But you're going to find that it's a lot easier now. You can still do a little bit of clearing around relationships in general.
Okay.
Let's see. We've got to be a little more specific. Let me check in with this for just a second and see. You just kind of have a codependency on relationships that's not serving you. Were you aware of that?
I think so, yes. I'm working on that.
Let's clear that. We'll take care of it right now.
Okay, great. That's great. Perfect.
Let's click codependency and relationships. Let's show you how to remain sovereign. We're asking for emotional and spiritual sovereignty in relationships.
trusting yourself to do that and just give you just strength and clarity in all of your relationships to remain true to yourself and solid with who you are. Does that sound good?
Okay. That's perfect.
Okay. Thank you. When I say thank you, that's a lot of times when I'm starting a clearing. It's kind of like my, all right, let's do it. That's how I say it.
Okay.
So, good. This is clearing really well. Obviously, I do feel the clearings as they're completing. Okay. And I like to kind of complete each one before we move on to something new. So let me just give it another second. How are you feeling, Rochelle?
I'm good. I'm feeling fine.
Okay, good. Now that feels good. So thank you very much. Was there anything else that you wanted to talk about?
No, that was
really
great. I'm gonna go to your teleconference. I'm gonna sign up for one of those.
That's amazing. We're gonna give you some information on how to get on. Give you a free pass to that, and I look forward to talking to you some more about this.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Bye bye.
Deborah.
Yeah.
Can we That was great. Rochelle really hit on something that I was hoping maybe we could follow up on a little bit, which is just I've heard you say often that that it's important to clear with relationships. Can you expand on like why that's so important?
Well, if relationships are they have so many so much more effect than we really give them credit for. I find that the core relationships in our lives, like mother-father relationships, some of the relationships from early life experiences, they kind of solidify certain dynamics and patterns for us, belief systems. The belief systems that we pick up from some of these early relationships or core relationships are huge. And when we do a relationship clearing, we're also clearing a lot of those belief systems, the patterns, the dynamics that were created, which can keep us from moving forward in other areas of our lives. And there have been several clients that I've worked with just done a couple relationship clearings, and they say that their work has taken off. Several people have told me that they started writing a book that they had been wanting to write for years just after clearing some of their relationships. And so it's huge and, very important to kind of, evaluate those relationships. Well, we don't have to do a lot of evaluating with this work, actually. We can just do a clearing. But when I talk about doing a relationship clearing, there's actually a very specific set of intentions that I have been putting together over years and testing both in my own relationships and with clients that I work with. This is why I start with the opening prayer whenever I do clearing work with anyone, asking that they only receive what's benefiting them, because some of these sets of intentions that I have put together have reached like thousands of intentions. I just keep adding and adding and adding and adding with the intention, the purpose of making the work easier, faster, more thorough, more effective, more beneficial. So, what we're doing when we clear a relationship is we're cutting any cords that aren't serving. We are bringing two people to a true soul connection. We're enhancing communication, showing them how to relate to each other in the highest and best way, clearing any traumas within the relationship, codependency, any forgiveness that needs to happen. We're calling that in, releasing grudges, resentments. It's huge, and Wow. It is amazing. Amazing how fast it affects relationships and even the other person. Even when we're not actually doing any clearing for the other person, people will tell me that they notice that the person that they cleared with changes almost instantly. And Gwen, you have an experience like that. I think that was the first experience that you ever.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the first circle that I went to within, I don't even think it was 36 hours, and a primary relationship in my life had a complete turnaround from going from tremendous animosity to literally without me even speaking to that person, them totally shifting their whole behavior towards me. It was mind-boggling, absolutely mind-boggling. Yeah.
I have so many stories that I could share, and I love that we're doing this and I can start sharing these stories because I want people to know what is possible. And I want everybody to know how easy it can be when you align with that process. So this is very exciting.
It is absolutely exciting. Well, we're up against another break, but before we do take that break, I want to make sure everyone knows how to get in on the live teleconference clearings that you do, Deborah. All you got to do is go to the website, which is consciousrepatterning.com, and click on the register tab. We're there every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock East Coast time, and would love for you to join us. We're going to take another break now. When we come back, we'll take another call or talk some more about conscious repatterning. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is Deborah Diane. Access your fullest potential with my private coaching program. Expand your current vision of what is possible with a powerful one-on-one coaching experience uniquely designed for you. Expand your intuitive abilities, your professional healing work, or move through major blockages in life with your personalized program. For your free initial consultation or to inquire about my private coaching program, visit consciousrepatterning.com and email me today.
Join Deborah Diane's live clearing teleconferences to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, so every call is unique to that particular group. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing benefiting everyone on the call. To register for a teleconference, go to consciousrepatterning.com and click on the register tab to reserve your space in the next call.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Transform. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
It's time to start living. It's time for forgiving. It's time to start healing.
Welcome back. We've been talking about conscious repatterning and creating your life intentionally. Thank you, Rochelle, so much for calling in. What do you think, Gwen? how's it going over there?
Oh, it's going great. I mean, I'm always so energized whenever we do the clearings that I'm kind of buzzing right now. And it's always so inspiring to hear people really feeling stuff moving around and happening for them. I mean, I know that people don't always feel the energy, but so many people do tend to feel a little something in their body if they just get quiet and pay attention, whether it's tingling or feeling of lightness.
Yeah. want to share another quick story that just came to me about this is one of the most amazing ones that I have. I was doing my very first circle in Boulder, Colorado. I've been traveling around for a while now, just landing in a community. I don't know anybody. Start a circle and then they grow really quickly. But this was the very first one I was doing in Boulder, and the lady that was sitting right next to me, I just immediately got the name Johnny, that she needed to clear with someone named Johnny. And I remember her looking at me. Nobody in the circle has ever heard of me or what I do. And she just kind of said, okay, well, I'd like to clear with my mother. And I said, well, Johnny's coming in really strong. And apparently she didn't know who Johnny was, but she went ahead and she said, okay, because I didn't give up. I kept telling her, no, it's not your mother. You've got to clear with Johnny. So we went ahead and we did the clearing, and 2 days later she called me and she said, I remember who Johnny was, which I thought it was pretty amazing that it still cleared even though she didn't even know who he was. And she said, he was a boy that pushed me in grade school, and it created a large raised scar on my arm, and that she's had ever since. And she's, you know, about my age, which we're not going to talk about what that is. Later, when she looked at her arm, the scar had actually dissolved. And that was the first time that I had heard of anybody having such a dramatic physical effect to the clearing. And she booked a private session right then and there. And that's still one of my favorite stories to tell. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, it's powerful. It's really powerful stuff. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Lisa calling in from, Sedona.
Hi,
Lisa. Thanks for calling in. How are you?
I'm great. Just wanted to see if I could have a clearing.
What would you like to work on?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. I've been blocked around writing some website content for one of my websites. And I've been blocked all day long. Like, I look at it, and I cannot, I just have a block. I have a block. I think it's a block to website, my website.
Well,
I think I'm blocked.
You know what? I'm sensing fear coming up. So let's see if, do we need to identify what it is? We do. Were you aware that you had fear coming up?
No, because I just don't feel it's like I don't feel anything. I can't understand it. Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and start a clearing. The same opening prayer that I said earlier applies to you too. So let's go ahead and start a clearing any blocks and resistance, and I'm going to get a little bit more information about the fear, okay?
Okay.
Is that something? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, there's something about your mother coming in. I don't know. This doesn't make much sense to me. Maybe you can help me make the connection. Rejection. There's mother and rejection coming in. It was actually your mother rejecting her success. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah. So you have picked that up from her, like the dutiful little daughter that you are. You're like, let me take some of that. Let's clear that. Let's clear between you and your mother and clear that dynamic for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
I feel like that's it. That's all we've got to do. We're still waiting for the clearing. How are you feeling right now?
I wanted to know if the rejection is the same. So she was rejecting her success, and so I picked that up from her, and so when I feel blocked, it's my rejecting my own success. Is that what's happening, or I just want to make sure
you picked up that? That's exactly what happened, I get that it's completely cleared now.
Okay, good.
So
thank you.
Yeah,
I feel lighter. I feel like just identifying it makes it better for me. Identifying what the issue was, because I couldn't figure it out. Mm-hmm.
We actually cleared the energy around it. So I feel like you're going to be able to get to your writing today. I don't feel like there's anything else holding you back.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in, Lisa.
You're welcome. Thank you for the clearing. I'll get back to my writing now.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Well, we have run out of time, but thank you so much for calling. And I'd like to thank Gwen and Mark and the station producers, Chris and Brian, and of course all of the listeners tuning in today and those of you that called. Special thanks to Dr. Pat and the Transformation Talk Radio team. If you missed part of the show, you can listen to the archives at my website, consciousrepatterning.com, where you can also register for tomorrow's live clearing call if you want to join us. Remember to tune in next Monday at 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Eastern for another round of Intentional Living with Deborah Diane, where we will be exploring and clearing limiting beliefs and patterns around intimate relationships. It's going to be a good one. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to Intentional Living with Deborah Diane. Join us here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information or to schedule a session, visit www.consciousrepatterning.com.
Time to start living it. Time to start breathing it. Time for sending love. Feeling love. And placing love.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.